on the originating station, VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Just to restate a point that I've made before, it has been the capacity of the radio amateurs that I have known over the years to share their interest in this hobby. This is the point that I've made, that we will grow our membership more by the enthusiasm of individuals than by any other means. To step back a little, it is the skills and experience of many people that bring the web pages, the magazines and the news broadcasts to us. It is the capacity of the individuals to work together that builds our clubs and interest groups. It is the enjoyment of the activities that stimulate our grey cells that enables us all to tell the story which will engage a budding enthusiast to join the hobby. Just remember that many of us manage to do some jobs well, but each of us is an individual who has strengths that we can share. It can be as important to exhibit proper operating procedure as it is knowing how to mark out the lines that allow cutting material for some home brew project. It can be as important to bring someone into a working shack and demonstrating how to do certain things as it is to take a photo for the club newsletter. In other words, each of us have the opportunity to do what those who preceded us did for us: share our hobby. Have you told someone about amateur radio this week? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Gladstone area, it's relayed on 146900 MHz, VK4 Romeo Golf Alpha, Coombit Tops, following the WIA National News Service at 0930 Australian Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4TPT.
The Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated is going from strength to strength, with our membership growing. Jack, VK4JRC, has organised a digital training day at the Rockhampton Heritage Village on how to use the Signalink external USB sound card on digital modes for members and interested parties. Jack has also been running HF tests on the Mount Morgan Dam with his plastic Titanic. The plastic Titanic is a plastic canoe with an electric motor fitted, and it incorporates a HF radio and a HF and 6 meter antenna. Plans are well underway for the Lighthouse Weekend at Sea Hill Lighthouse, and we have a foundation license weekend coming up in July. Plans are also underway for an annual event for the club to be held in October. Jack, VK4JRC, gave us a very interesting presentation at our last meeting on his trip to Lord Howe Island. It is amazing what you can do with little equipment and how you can utilise the environment without harm to you or the environment. The club meets the second Sunday of each month at the Frenchville Sports Club at 6 p.m. for a meal and chat prior to the meeting starting at 7 p.m. Ray, VK4HOT, will be giving us a presentation at the July meeting on the subject of making hydrogen for his car. This text was written by Dave, VK4DJC, and spoken by Adam, VK4MTJ, on behalf of the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated.
Across Queensland, from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In Brisbane, it's relayed on 147 MHz at 9:30 a.m. Sundays from the Brisbane VHF Group's VK4RBN on Mount Glorious, following the WIA National News Service. I'm Bryn, VK4GF.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, with news from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club. After a few weeks of illness and work commitments, I'm back to tell you of the goings on at the club. One of our club members, Reverend John, VK4BZ, has left to be with his battalion in Afghanistan and should be back early next year. John decided not to take any ham equipment with him and is currently trying to find a friendly American ham in the location who could assist him, but as yet, no luck. Last Monday night, the AGM was held with some 47 members present, and Peter, VK4TAA, retired as secretary after some 7 years in the job, and the new secretary is Roger, VK4ZLQ. Peter, VK4EA, also retired as treasurer, and Chris, VK4ANI, is the new treasurer. David, VK4DC, remains as club president. There were two welcome visitors to the meeting, VK4 X-ray Papa Delta and VK5 Delta Kilo, who were also visiting in the area and were most welcomed by all the club members. About 2 weeks ago, the club participated in a fundraiser at Bunnings, which ended early in the afternoon with heavy rain and a washout of the crowds, but the club was able to raise some $900, and we also now hope to get a booking later in the year to do it all again, but this time without the rain. The next club technical talk is on the third Monday in July and will be John VK4YJV, and the topic will be basic metallurgy. In August will be James VK4TJF on RFI. September, Kev VK4UH on his Norfolk Island expedition. And in October, Bob VK4ZB on PIC controls and software. Training continues with the club, with a second foundation course to be held before the end of the year. Currently, a standard license course for 7 candidates has just started and is progressing well, with an advanced license course currently running, scheduled to be completed in September with another 7 candidates. The club will also be holding its first working bee at the clubhouse on July 16, and the plan is to replace the guttering on the roadside of the clubhouse. The club was also advised that the convener of the Harry Angel Sprint competition can no longer carry out this function after this year. Accordingly, he had requested expressions of interest to carry out this position. The executive committee considered that as this club had been a regular participant and winner of the competition, that we should volunteer our services, and Kevin VK4UH advised that he, with the assistance of the club, would volunteer to be the convener of the Harry Angel Sprint. Well, that's it for now. So back to the rest of Q News. Until next time, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, from the Redcliffe Club.
Across Queensland, from Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Alpha, you're tuned to Q News. In the Townsville region, you can hear this news on the Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Alpha Tango and Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Tango radio systems, 146.7 MHz, right after the WIA national news. On behalf of the Tarkadian retransmit team, this is Gavin, Victor Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu.
G'day again from the chilly north. This is Dale, VK4 DMC for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, Trek, in far north Queensland. During the past week, Trek members have been providing communication support and checkpoint manning for the Far North Equestrian Riders Association on the Atherton Tablelands. This was a 5-day horse endurance event with over 50 riders taking part. They traverse a variety of terrains, mainly savanna scrub, with some very steep ascents and descents. 146.500 channel 50 was the primary frequency used, with a VK4 RTR repeater being used as a secondary frequency. It gives members experience in setting up field antennas and relaying traffic back to the base station, VK4WAT portable. Some checkpoints were only accessible by four-wheel drive vehicles. The weather was wet and cold, necessitating warm clothing and lots of cups of hot soup. The event finished on Saturday and was completely successful, with no casualties both to riders and radio operators. Trek held a very well attended meeting last Saturday, with many interesting topics being discussed. Chris, VK4YCG, brought along his brand new spectrum analyzer for show and tell. Well, that's your lot for this week. Visit the Trek website at www.treclub.org.au for club information, and you can also download the latest monthly club news in Trek News. Past issues are also available on the site. This has been Dale, VK4DMC, and you're listening to the WIA News. Travel well.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.